Welcoming strangers, welcoming guests, welcoming brothers and sisters in Christ, whatever they look like and wherever they come from. In its February issue, the Lutheran Witness warmly welcomes readers to reflect on Christian hospitality, multicultural ministry, and other pressing issues facing the church today. Subscribe or read a free sample of the magazine at cph.org/witness. The Lutheran Witness, interpreting the contemporary world from a Lutheran perspective. cph.org/witness.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We are coming to you live on this Friday afternoon, February the 16th. It's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, a simple game we like to play with you, our listeners. We play the four soundbites. You listen to them. After you have heard them, you vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, or sending us an email right here in the studio. We'll get it in real time. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Talkback@issuesetc.org. You can send us your vote via Twitter at issuesetc, or you can vote at our Facebook fan page where we have left space for you to do so. Facebook.com/issuesetc. We got the four sound bites, and we're giving away the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. It goes to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. And phone call voters get to vote first. Here's soundbite number one. It's from Joy Pullman. Here is, well, at least an attempt to explain how some or why some try to reconcile the Me Too movement and 50 Shades of Grey.
We basically, as a society, have been conditioned to refuse to accept the real answer to what makes so many people so dissatisfied with their romantic and sexual relationships. And I think what God tells us about the way that women and men should treat each other and what the proper boundaries for sex are, those are the good ones. And those are really hard to uphold, you know, not having sex until you're married and then keeping that within your marriage is very, very difficult. And so we would rather lie to ourselves and say, I can go have hookups, or I could have sex with my, you know, committed boyfriend, and it's going to be just fine. And, you know, God wasn't kidding. You know, what he told us is best for us really is best for us. And so all of these people are facing the fact that they've transgressed against, you know, God's best plan for them, and they're feeling the pain of that, but they're just refusing to admit that the real source of it was their disobedience. And so everyone is casting about, looking for what could possibly be the source of this problem. And it's anything but the fact that I made bad decisions. It's got to be, you know, somebody victimized me, or men, you know, don't ask for consent enough, or this, that, or the other. Basically, I will take any answer except for the real one, because the real one would require me to do things that I'm not prepared to do and face truths that I'm not prepared to face.
That's soundbite number one, Joy Pullman, on the attempts to reconcile Me Too and 50 Shades of Grey. If you'd like to vote for that one, 1-877-623-6943. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. And our Twitter address, @issuesetc. Here's soundbite number two. It comes from Dr. Jordan Wales. He's responding to the alt-right's Richard Spencer.
When I first started using this term, alternative right, some 7 years ago, I wanted to get beyond left and right and assert European identity, identitarianism, as the foundation of my ideology. I didn't want to just be an alternative. Our movement is, on the one hand, about yesterday, about our ancestors and the bedrock of who we are. And on the other hand, our movement is about tomorrow and the day after tomorrow. For the current year belongs to the whores and the politicians. But tomorrow belongs to us. Thank you very much.
For Spencer, the preservation of the white race is the preservation of the foundation of what and who one is. If we fall back from the vision of a common humanity into seeing these sorts of conversations with those very different from ourselves as threats, not just to ideals, but threats to our very selves. So if we fall into that, then we have foreclosed the possibility of intellectual and emotional empathy as a human activity. We foreclosed the possibility of actually pursuing the good as something that can be a good for all human beings. We've fallen away from the Western tradition, and that's where Spencer and certain forms of liberal or left or progressive identitarianism actually have common premises, and that's where the alt-right really ends up.
That's soundbite number two. Dr. Jordan Wales responding to the alt-right's Richard Spencer. If you'd like to vote for that one to be soundbite of the week, just give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE. Vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, via Twitter at issuesetc, or email talkback@issuesetc.org. Here's Dr. Gene Edward Veith. We had him on to talk about the early warning signs of fascism, answering the question, is fascism conservative?
A lot of people say that fascism is just extreme conservatism, but it really isn't. I mean, conservatives in America believe in limited government. Fascists believe in unlimited government. Conservatives believe in things like individual liberty, whereas fascists believe in communal unity of people in the particular group. Conservatives, they believe in free market economics. The fascists believe in national socialism, which is a government-directed economy. You can go on and on and on. Conservatives tend to believe in objective morality. Fascists reject it in favor of a morality that we construct according to our power interest. Conservatives want to conserve the past, want to conserve our civilization. Fascists want to overthrow it and to create something completely different.
That's soundbite number three. Dr. Gene Edward Veith, is fascism conservative? You can vote for that one as well to be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, 1-877-623-6943. Talkback@issuesetc.org is our in-studio email address, our Twitter address at issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number four. Get ready to vote, because after we've played this one, we'll take a break and start taking your phone calls, your email, your tweets, and checking our Facebook fan page. Soundbite number four comes from Pastor Will Whedon. Here is how God sees death.
But it is especially insightful for us to get a handle on how God thinks about death. So, you know, remember the story, it's two kids. The younger one says to the dad, you know, I kind of wish you were dead so that I had the money. And the dad's like, hey, here, have your inheritance. And the son gathers up all he has, and younger son does, and goes off. And he lives it up. He thinks this is life. This is freedom, to be away from dad, to be able to do whatever I want to do whenever I want to do it. And, you know, after the money runs out, he finds out he's actually just become a slave to his own appetites. And he's not been free at all. He hasn't really been living like he thought. He actually ended up not living at all. Well, when he comes home, remember, the father is so overjoyed, throws the robe around his shoulders, put the ring on his finger, you know, like the family credit card. You can understand the older brother's chagrin there when you hear this, and throws the big party. And the older son is not amused at all. And when the father goes out to the elder son, these are the words that I especially want to focus on. He said, it was fitting for us to celebrate and be glad. For this your brother was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. What's death? Death is to wander away from the home of your father. Death is losing the home he prepared for you to live in. Death is exiling yourself from his embrace and his love. Death is not non-existence. Death is existence in the far country, long way from home.
That's soundbite number four, Pastor Will Whedon, how God sees death. It's time to vote. We're going to take a break and give you a chance to give us a call at 1-877-623-6943. We're coming to you live this Friday afternoon, the 16th of February, 1-877-623-6943. Send us your vote via email. We'll get it right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. You can send us a tweet at @issuesetc or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc.
You can meet and hear Hank Hanegraaff, Hans Feeney, Scott Klusendorf, Craig Parton, Will Wheaton, Angus Manouge, and Jonathan Fisk at the 2018 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, Friday, June 8th and Saturday, June 9th in Collinsville, Illinois. Collinsville is 15 miles east of St. Louis. Early bird registration is $110. For more information, visit issuesetc.org. The Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, June 8th and 9th in Collinsville, Illinois.
Technology, diversity, family breakdown, gender confusion. Think for a moment. What are the most pressing issues facing Christians today? Whatever the issues may be, chances are good that the writers and editors of the Lutheran Witness magazine will be talking about them and helping readers see and understand them through Lutheran eyes. Subscribe today to the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod's flagship magazine at cph.org/witness. The Lutheran Witness, interpreting the contemporary world from a Lutheran Christian perspective.
Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. You're listening to Issues Etc. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord.
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. Live this Friday afternoon, February the 16th. It's time for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week and your opportunity to win the LPR Bundle Package. It's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. It goes to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. The only way to get it is to vote for Soundbite of the Week or to visit us in the studio. And no one's in the studio, so the only way we're giving away is if we have votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Phone call voters get to vote first, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-6943. Our email address, talkback@issuesetc.org, our Twitter address, @issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page where we have left space for your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Remember to tell us which one you're voting for, where you listen, and why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for, facebook.com/issuesetc. Will it be soundbite number one, Joy Pullman, on attempts to reconcile the Me Too movement with 50 Shades of Grey? Soundbite number two, Dr. Jordan Wales responding to the alt-right's Richard Spencer. Soundbite number three, Dr. Jean Edward Veith, is fascism conservative? Or soundbite number four, Pastor Will Wheaton, how God sees death? 1-877-623-6943. talkback@issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address, @issuesetc. And our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Aaron listens in Florida. He says, my vote is for Joy Pullman, the attempts to reconcile Me Too and 50 Shades of Grey. I appreciate how she is voicing just how fast and how far our culture has run in terms of human sexuality. It is mind-boggling to see the absolute contradictions, the insanity that people will go to reconcile their feelings and reality. Postmodernism has given us the ability to simultaneously crucify Kevin Spacey and yet celebrate a movie like Call Me By Your Name, or have women demand respect while performing a slut walk. Yes. He used the word, not me. Aaron, thanks for listening in Florida, and thanks for your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Anna is voting for one of these, voting for soundbite number 3, Dr. Jean Edward Veith, answering the question, is fascism conservative? She says, because he describes a much-needed view so that we can be informed and compare what is happening here in the U.S. and be on our guard. Anna, thank you very much for your vote. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. Our email address right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address, @issuesetc. And our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Chad is voting in Alexandria, Minnesota. Joy Pullman's soundbite number 1 is a critical topic for this time. Pastor Whedon's soundbite number 4 is timeless and therefore gets my vote this week. Thanks for all the great work. That is a vote for soundbite number 4, Pastor Will Whedon on how God sees death. Scott is listening from Brookfield, Illinois. He says, I'm voting for soundbite number 4, Pastor Will Whedon on how God sees death, because I've never heard death defined from the parable of the prodigal son before. I'll have to go back and listen to the rest of the interview. I encourage you to do so, Scott. Thank you very much for your vote. Another Scott listens in Fort Wayne, Indiana. He says, my vote is for soundbite number 4, Pastor Will Whedon, how God sees death. I loved the insight that death is to wander away from the home of your father. Death is not non-existence. Death is existence in a far country, a long way from home. Scott, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Fort Wayne. According to your votes on this Friday afternoon, the winner of Soundbite of the Week is Soundbite number 4, Pastor Will Whedon, How God Sees Death.
But it is especially insightful for us to get a handle on how God thinks about death. So, you know, remember the story, it's 2 kids. The younger one says to the dad, you know, I kind of wish you were dead so that I had the money. And the dad's like, hey, here, have your inheritance. And the son gathers up all he has, and younger son does, and goes off. And he lives it up. He thinks this is life. This is freedom to be away from dad, to be able to do whatever I want to do whenever I want to do it. And, you know, after the money runs out, he finds out he's actually just become a slave to his own appetites. And he's not been free at all. He hasn't really been living like he thought. He actually ended up not living at all. Well, when he comes home, remember, the father is so overjoyed, throws the robe around his shoulders, put the ring on his finger, you know, like the family credit card. You can understand the older brother's chagrin there when you hear this, and throws the big party. And the older son is not amused at all. And when the father goes out to the elder son, these are the words that I especially want to focus on. He said, it was fitting for us to celebrate and be glad. For this your brother was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. What's death? Death is to wander away from the home of your father. Death is losing the home he prepared for you to live in. Death is exiling yourself from his embrace and his love. Death is not non-existence. Death is existence in the far country, long way from home.
That's the winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week this week, Pastor Will Whedon on how God sees death. Thanks for everybody's votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Aaron in Florida, send us your mailing address and your shirt size, talkback@issuesetc.org, and you will receive the LPR bundle package. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for February comes from Concordia Publishing House and is edited by a regular guest, Dr. Scott Murray. It's called The Gates of Hell, Confessing Christ in a Hostile World. It's a series of essays that do exactly what the title say, prepare the reader to confess faithfully Christ in a world that is increasingly hostile toward Christ and toward his church. Find out more at our website, issuesetc.org, or call Concordia Publishing House and order The Gates of Hell, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. Next week on Issues Etc., we will study the Lenten hymn, In the Cross of Christ I Glory, with Dr. Arthur Just. We'll have Wesley Smith talk about how important it is that the first Gerber baby has Down syndrome, the first Down syndrome Gerber baby in history. And we'll begin a series on Christian apologetics with Dr. Kirk Clayton. Yes, those are the words that Jesus uses to describe the younger son through the mouth of the father in the parable. He was dead, and now he is alive. What was the difference? Away from the father's house, from the father's embrace, grace and mercy, he was dead. Back in God's grace and mercy for Christ's sake, we who were dead are now alive. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Repentance and forgiveness, sin and grace, law and gospel. More than cliches, real preaching for real people in need of hearing the real Christ. Christ for You and the Divine Service at St. Paul Lutheran Church of Hamel, Illinois, where we gather every Saturday night at 6 and on the Lord's Day, Sunday mornings at 7:45 and 10. Look for the Church of the Neon Cross on I-55 between exits 30 and 33. Find us on the web, stpaullutheranchurchhamel.org. St. Paul Lutheran Church of Hamel, where there is the forgiveness of sins, life and salvation for the people of God.
Hey Todd, what have our listeners noticed first when visiting the LPR studios?
Definitely the small size. And the dirt.
Well, not anymore. Thanks to our friends at the Cleaning Authority. They've turned this man cave into a space that meets even our wives' approval.
Whether it's our office or your home, the Cleaning Authority is your cleaning service provider in the St. Louis area.
To schedule a free estimate or to find out more, visit thecleaningauthority.com. Thecleaningauthority.com.